hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer. So far, we've talked about my new car and whether it's a good diver vehicle. Maybe gave you some ideas. It is.
It's not.
It has a. It's economical. It's good for the planet. Mm-hmm. It's an environmentally friendly car. I got a Ford Focus hatchback.
Kitty litter.
And it's red.
Kitty litter.
Just get a bin. Giant bin in the back. You're fine. You're good to go, I think.
Okay.
Also, college programs for divers. Threw out a few of those. Your Dan tip with medical issues. And giving the gift of a Dan membership for the holidays. And don't forget next Saturday, big holiday extravaganza show where we kick off our Give the Gift of Scuba campaign. And we may throw in a few surprises for you. So make sure you join us live next Saturday for that. And then we finish it off with our plans to blow out the new year in style in the Bahamas with Neil Watson in Bimini.
And, of course, you gave out contact information, biggameclubbimini.com. But you know there's an easier website.
Is there?
There absolutely is.
Which is?
BiminiDive.com.
BiminiDive.com.
BiminiDive.com. And that's like a back door to the Big Game Club website. And it's a great place to see what Neil Watson looks like when he's not sticking his tongue out. Because if you see Neil live, you'll see him stick his tongue out. It'll be like 19 inches long.
Is he shirtless in that picture?
It turns out not.
What?
Unbelievable, isn't it? That may be the only picture on the planet of Neil Watson with a shirt on.
Hmm.
I think it's actually a wetsuit, though.
All right. Well, the female traffic just went down.
Have you ever seen him in a wetsuit?
No.
Yeah, don't tell him it's a shorty, because he'll correct you.
Ah, okay, fair enough. All right, on the line is our good friend from Explorer Ventures, the Big Cheese himself, Clay McArdle. How are you doing, Clay?
I'm doing great. How are you folks today?
We're good. We're good. Getting ready for, what did you call it again? Small Business Saturday?
Small Business Saturday.
Thanksgiving
next Saturday.
Weekend. Did you know that, Clay? I didn't know.
I'd heard that. That's a pretty excellent idea.
Okay. Well, whoever
support
came
small
up with
business.
It.
I mean, now, and I would consider the operation that you run, Explorer Ventures, to be a small business. Where you're not a multinational. Well, you are a multinational.
Well, we're multinational, but we're still small.
Yeah, fair enough. And but small in a family friendly.
Here's
kind
how
of
you
way.
Can tell if you're a small business or not. Did your business pay taxes at all last year? Because GE didn't.
That would mean I'm a small business.
Yes, yeah, because GE did not. So they're definitely not a small business.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Maybe not. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah, but Clay, we got to talk about the new year and maybe, you know, one of the best gifts you could give anybody for the holidays, not only is scuba lessons, a Dan membership, but how about a liveaboard trip, right?
Oh, wow.
Exactly. We actually have a bunch of people every year that come down without actually knowing their destination from their spouse before they get there sometimes. So
wow.
It's fun to help arrange.
Yeah, some of that is a little bit of spouses that are just bad with directions, though. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, yeah. But you know,
I think
that
we'll
is
be in the Indian Ocean.
That is a great
welcome
gift
to the Bahamas.
That, if my wife didn't need a car, that definitely would have came into an option for me, because, you know, the beautiful thing when you give the diver on your list, a liveaboard trip, is that you usually get to go with them. So
exactly,
they, you know, it's kind of like a win-win kind of scenario. So let's talk about some of the options that they have with Explorer Ventures right now. You're running a few specials right now, too, right?
We are running a few specials. We've got some special rates available for some Caribbean trips in December, and we've got an amazing special, actually, a short notice special. We had a half the group cancel off of the Maldives boat, so we've got a 2-for-1 special on that boat right now.
Wow!
For 27th.
When was that date for the Maldives?
That is next weekend, next Saturday, Sunday.
So for Small Business Saturday, you could go to the Maldives instead.
You know, I didn't even think of that.
Yes. Or celebrate Small Business Saturday.
Well, true. I don't know if they celebrate it there, but it really doesn't matter.
Why not? I think if they don't, you could be the trendsetter. You could lay the groundwork for the Maldives to start celebrating things like that. Or Black Friday. Do they have a Black Friday?
That would be amazing territory to take out there, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so you got those specials, the Caribbean boat. I would assume that if they called Explorer Ventures up at 1-800-322-3577, that you guys could create a little, like, certificate type of thing that you could give the spouse to put under the tree or whatever.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, a little gift certificate type of thing that they could hook you up with. What about itineraries for the new year? Now, obviously, that's next week, but let's say you want to do something January, February, first quarter, or something like that. What's going on?
Well, we've got the Galapagos boat, Humboldt Explorer, is running every week. She is still has some space available, some limited space available for a couple December trips and a couple January trips.
Really? Now winter here, which is what we're at there, it's warm water now, right?
Yeah, it gets to be significantly warmer in the in what we call the winter months, and the nice thing about it is, you know, all the hammerheads, the schooling hammerheads, and you know, pretty much everything else you'd see down there is still around. It's just the currents aren't as bad, the water's not as cold, and pleasant time of year to dive.
Yeah. Well, see, last time I went during the cooler months, or I got a cool week, and that about killed me. So I've been wanting to go back to the Galapagos in this warmer, this elusive warmer water area, time frame. Which, they say, I've heard that when you go in the cooler months, when it's colder, that you might see more animals. But if you're, frozen like an icicle, I don't care. I'll take one hammerhead as opposed to 100 if I'm not freezing my you-know-what off. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why a lot of people, instead of going to a place like Galapagos, go to the Maldives, where you can see, whale sharks and a lot of other things that are in warmer water, and you don't have to mess with the 7-mil suit and everything else.
Yeah, you don't have to mess with a suit at all if you don't want, which is well, in my case. Yeah, it's a bathwater diving. You got to love it. But, okay, so you got those, and of course, the Turks and Caicos and the Bahamas itineraries. What about you personally, Clay? Do you got any plans to head out to any of these itineraries on your own in between the chaos there at the office?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about it. I need to... need to schedule a trip down sometime in January, February.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I can tag along. Well, let's try to coordinate this. Can we?
Well, we got to do that. I'm seriously starting to think about it now, because after I hang up with you, I get to spend the next hour or so plowing snow.
Plowing snow. Yeah, because you're in Wyoming and it's a little you're buried right now. Is that what you're saying, huh?
Well, it's not quite that bad, but plowing would be a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's right. Think warm thoughts. And maybe planning a trip on one of your boats. You need to get out there on the water, enjoy what you, all that fun activity you make available for everyone else. You need to take advantage of that sometimes too.
Exactly. Well, we've been doing this for 25 years now, and one of the things I've learned is that you can this time of year track the weather patterns across the country for where the phone calls are coming from.
Yeah. Okay.
So when the snowier the better, huh? For Explorer Ventures.
Exactly.
A lot of local calls in November and December.
Yeah, it usually happens that way. True.
Nice. I like it. All right, once again, it's 1-800-322-3577 for Explorer Ventures, or go to exploreventures.com.
Now, I was just, you mentioned something, so I was looking at it. The Galapagos are a little bit south of the equator. The Maldives are right on the equator, aren't they?
Well, actually, both are pretty much on the equator. The mm-hmm. The equator goes through the southern Maldives, and it goes through just actually between the central archipelago and Galapagos and the northern islands of Darwin and Wolf. So we don't we actually are running some specialty trips crossing the equator in the Maldives, but in the Galapagos you cross it every week.
Well, son of a gun. I mean, I know you sail out of Ecuador, which makes sense that you would be going out over the equator there. And I know that it's the only place in the northern hemisphere which has penguins. But, boy, the water's a lot warmer in the Indian Ocean, isn't it, Greg?
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. You got to love it. They don't have that temperature fluctuation like you do in the
Galapagos. Buy one, get one next weekend in the Maldives.
Nice.
Buy one, get one. Holy cow.
ExploreVenture.com. This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Okay, we are back here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. A little technical glitch there, sorry. But it's fine. It just happens. You know, the elves get in there, start to wreak havoc on things. And but that's what happens at this time of year, and that's what you do. So let's just go to the phones, 888-88-SCUBA. I see. Is this Crockett on the line? Crockett, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Good. Now,
I got.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say. I caught wind that you was wanting to do some diving in Galapagos when it was a warmer time of the year.
Yes, which I think it is right now.
Yeah. Well, there's a really cool invention. It's called a dry suit, Greg.
Oh, I've heard of these. I have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, well, the DUI dry suits, when they came through Newport for DUI days, at the aquarium, I tried on one of their prototype liners that are battery-operated.
Right. That was at the Monterey Aquarium?
No, at the Oregon Coast Aquarium in Newport.
Okay, yeah, right. And so you tried it, you liked it, and what?
Oh, I tried it. I liked it. You hit the switch, and boom, just like that, you can feel the heat generating from your hands all the way down to your toes.
No, okay, no, wait. Explain this to me. This is a heater that's in the dry suit?
Yeah, they've ran heating elements through the dry suit, and they've got them in the tops of your feet and in the back of your hands is where the main elements are.
Really?
Plus, they run through the suit.
Okay, all right, and that did it for you, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was perfect. I sat down in an aquarium, and the water temperature was probably about 43 degrees, and I didn't get cold at all. I sat perfectly still for about 10, 15 minutes, and it was just as toasty warm as you could be.
Interesting. So is that kind of like, it's more like kind of wearing like an underwater snuggie. isn't it? I'm guessing
maybe something
like that. Interesting.
Yeah, underwater snuggie. Well, that would describe it very well.
All right, so I didn't know. I didn't hear about these. So they're making the dry suits with heating elements in them now.
It's a prototype. They're still tweaking it a little bit, but I think they're getting close.
Yeah, I guess they got to work out any potential problems with electricity and being underwater, and if something shorts out,
right?
That can
they were talking about changing the switches and stuff on it, and get it down to where you got one switch up by where your dry suit inflator hose is, so that you can just hit that one switch and boom, you're ready to go.
Interesting. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. Did they give you any idea when they plan to launch this thing, maybe officially on a consumer level, or do you know?
No, they didn't give me a specific date, but I bet it'll happen within the next 12 months, probably.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. You haven't been to the Galapagos, though, at any time of the year yet, have you?
No. Just been to Fiji is the last place I went.
All right. So, yeah, you don't need one of those there, hopefully. Well, actually, you can get kind of cool in Fiji at times, though, right?
Yeah, I was there like in our summertime, and it was probably about 78 to 80 degrees, which is about 4 or 5 degrees cooler than what it normally is, I guess, when it's warm.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the update. I appreciate that. Have a great day, man.
Okay, you too.
There you go. All right. Well, so that's one idea. I just got to wait for that prototype to become reality. And maybe I can think of that. Or just go to the Galapagos now. When it's warmer. Peter and Galinda at Aquanauts Grenada, they went to Galapagos. And they went, I think they may be going again, if my memory is not that great. But I want to say they were going in January, which is, a good time to go in the Galapagos if you want a little bit warmer weather. And they said, he told me the temps when I was telling him, I was dealing with water temps in the 60s, which I was dying. I mean, it was just too cold for me. A warm water, a Florida boy, a warm water wuss like myself just doesn't perform well in cold water. What are you getting? You're making a weird face there, Bill.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Isn't the fact that, because I would imagine that Peter and Galinda are probably rebreather divers when they're there, doesn't that keep you a little bit warmer too?
Absolutely. And you know. But I got to say, in the 60s, they're not going to keep you that warm. You know what I'm saying? They
make
it
warmer,
difference.
But it won't be warm.
Yes, exactly. You would definitely still be wearing, you'd be having your 5-7 mil on even with a
rebreather.
Well,
I for sure would.
I would have, for sure. Absolutely. Maybe with a rebreather, I would have been fine, actually, with my 7 mil, which is what I was wearing. But when I just was doing open circuit and diving a 7 mil, and I want to say it was like August, which was winter time there.
Yeah.
We're at the edge of it. It was like getting ready to turn, but it had already gotten cold or vice versa. Maybe we were coming out of the cold and getting warm. I don't remember which way it was. But I froze. But that said, I saw more marine life underwater and topside than I've seen anywhere on the planet. And that includes my Maldives trip. My Maldives trip was amazing, and I loved it. But I did see a few more, not enough to matter when you offset the fact that it was so nice and warm and bathwater diving in the Maldives.
Hold on, though.
There was probably
more. Were you in the water
schools.
With killer whales?
No,
in
not
the Maldives?
In the Maldives. But I was in the water with whale sharks.
Ah, there we are.
I saw 5 whale sharks in the Maldives in one day and swam with them. But as far as the density of different types of marine life in the Galapagos, I don't know. I can't imagine anything being more intense than the trip I was on that week. I mean, we had manta rays jumping out of the water. They were all over the place. We had hammerhead sharks. We had Galapagos sharks. We had one whale shark. There were probably a bunch of them, but the vis was a little bit down that week. I was there as well, so there was a lot of particulate in the water.
Gotcha.
But we had killer whales, so it was crazy. Crazy stuff that you saw in the Galapagos. It was just, for me personally, it was just so friggin' cold. I was dying. And and it was just killing me because I it was never boring, but I was so freezing cold that I just wasn't enjoying it to the level that I would have liked.
Okay.
I do want to go back to the Galapagos in a warmer time of year. For the water, and they say the marine life isn't quite as prolific when it's warmer. But I don't know. I get conflicting stories. And it would make sense because the bigger animals probably do like the colder water.
Right.
But, of course, the week I got there, it was cold and the visibility was down. So if we only had like 30, 40 foot of visibility and still had an amazing, amazing marine life encounter that I just, you know, you kind of shake your head because you feel like you're in a Discovery Channel TV show and it's right there in front of you and you're in the water with all these animals and stuff. It's just mind-boggling.
Having said all that,
yeah,
next week, buy one, get one free in the Maldives where the water's in the 80s.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
And the boat, the Maldives, the Carpe Vita live aboard in the Maldives. Oh, my God. That is a great, great boat. I mean, the Galapagos, the Humboldt Explorer is really, really nice, too. But the Carpe Vita live aboard in the Maldives is one of the largest and one of the most beautiful vessels I've ever been able to dive on. Agnes is an awesome lady who runs that operation in that part of the world. And a little shout out to her goes for putting out such a nice product, for sure. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Good buddy of Scuba Radio, Eric Douglas, booksbyeric.com. He's been working on this lobster diver research paper for the last couple of years. We've talked about this where he was tracking these lobster divers that were going back and forth. There were some issues with them getting the bends because they didn't really understand the physics of diving. It ends up, he went back to Honduras on his latest trip and took a news crew from NBC, and I just got a text that it's going to be featured Monday night at 10 p.m. That's November 21st with NBC's Rock Center with Brian Williams. They're going to do a full story about the lobster divers that Eric Douglas was a key member of, actually tracking this research and what they've found and what it means to divers and that kind of thing. It's an interesting story, and it'll be featured on Rock Center, NBC's Rock Center with Brian Williams this Monday night, 10 p.m. Check it out. Check your local listings, and who knows? Maybe he's Eric's mug will show up on there as well. I know he was like brought along to be their, you know, official diving correspondent. I'm not sure if he's going to be on camera or not, but he very well could be. All right, coming up, a little flash from the past. This is kind of cool because, you know, I just was featured in the latest issue of Alert Diver magazine. And let me just say, you know, I've joked around a lot, but I am very honored to be the Dan member profile person in the fall issue of Alert Diver. I kid, but it was quite an honor to have those guys recognize what we've done here with Scuba Radio and wrote up a really nice article that is in that issue. However, I've gotten a lot of emails because of this, because it just started arriving in mailboxes, I guess, last week, and people are saying, hey, Greg, good job. I saw you in Alert Diver, blah, blah, blah. Sure enough, I got a call from an old friend that actually certified Bill the producer and got him to be an official Scuba Radio certified paddy diver. So we have Bill's instructor on the line next to check up on him, maybe. Stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
That's our sister ship, the Athena. Went down with 88 souls just last week.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, come on, Sharky.
Hey, you want a piece of this?
You call yourself the king of the jungle. Come on!
The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming.
In black, but I'm not a fighter. I wear a black wetsuit and look 10 pounds lighter. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for the first diving show in the world.
Scuba Radio,
the wetsuit's coming.
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 Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Remember, next week, big shopping extravaganza. It'll be Scuba Radio Saturday. Special surprises for you if you join us live Saturday between 3 and 5 Eastern Time. It will dovetail off of Black Friday. We have some new Scuba Radio merchandise, and I'll just tell you this much, that we are planning to do a little special surprise for everybody who listens to us live next Saturday between 3 and 5 Eastern Time. So if you want to get a jump on your holiday shopping season, you may have a diver or two on your list, you may want to join us. That is your warning, your wish come true. Take it how you want. But it'll be worth checking out for sure. So make sure you share that with your dive buddies as well. All right, so this Alert Diver magazine issue comes out, and I'm featured as the Dan member profile article. And quite an honor, and I've gotten many emails from friends who've, you know, sent their congratulations and all that kind of good stuff, and it's nice, very nice. And then lo and behold, I get one email from someone that I haven't heard from in a long time, a good friend of the show from back in the day. Peter Goldberg is his name. He's on Scuba
Greg,
Radio right now.
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
No, that wasn't him.
No? Okay.
There were no chains.
That was a decent chance.
But, you know, I kind of like that idea. We may have to do a Scuba Radio Christmas Carol. We're kind of...
That'll be perfect.
Yeah, maybe. But Peter Goldberg is on Scuba Radio right now. Peter, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine, Greg. It's great to talk to you again.
Yes. Now, I don't even remember how long ago it was. It was back in, like, the 1800s, last time we spoke. But in the infancy of Scuba Radio... you actually certified Bill, the producer, to scuba dive. He was not the man.
He is not the first person to say that he felt I was certifiable.
Yes, well, that is true. What memories do you have of this experience, first off, Peter?
Well, of course, I was out to make an extra buck at the time.
Exactly.
I would put anybody in a pool.
All you remember is...
I was a new instructor, and I was trying to. I was an independent instructor trying to build a clientele.
Right.
And after I won that contest, you had sent two people to the Bahamas. It occurred to me that if I could certify somewhere on the show, I might get some free advertising.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and yeah,
how'd that work out for you?
Yeah. Did we ever send you to the Bahamas?
No.
I think we sent him to Afghanistan instead.
Yeah. Something happened. Yeah, you're in the armed force. He's a colonel. Peter is a retired colonel from the armed forces, and we salute you for your service, first of all. But yeah, I remember that was kind of the last time we spoke to you. You were being shipped off to, I don't know, where was it? Kosovo or Afghanistan or something, right?
It was Kosovo. I got a phone call from the Pentagon, and they said they needed me to go over and take the job as the senior intelligence officer for NATO over there.
Wow.
Which is the exact opposite of training me to dive.
Exactly. Yeah. But you do all this stuff.
You're a pretty good student, Bill.
From what you remember. But, you know, all you remember from that is that you probably should have charged him more, right? I'm guessing?
Say that again. Where I am, I'm down in... near Fort Myer at the moment, and I'm not getting really great reception from you.
Well, no worries. Just say yes. We'll just go with that. But Fort Myers, yeah, you're in Fort Myers, and you're passing along your gift again, right? Isn't that what you were telling me yesterday?
Well, yeah, we're going to spend the night with a buddy of mine who I also met through scuba. At the time, we were part of a club called Desert Divers in El Paso, Texas. And anyway, I'm spending the night with him. And then tomorrow after church, my family and I, we're going down to Key Largo. We're going to go to Amy Slate's Amory Dive Resort.
Sure, okay.
And my wife and daughter and I are going to do some diving. And we've also brought one of our grandsons along, and he's going to become a certified diver. He's already gone through all of the academic stuff with me and online. It's going to be a PADI course.
Excellent.
And so on Monday morning, he'll be in the pool, and Monday afternoon, he'll be diving the reefs of John Pennekamp.
Very nice. How old is your grandson?
He's going to be 11 in January.
Okay. All right. So you're getting him young. Good. So you're going to get him certified?
Well, you can.
And let me ask you that. As a dive instructor, Peter, did he have any problems with the... with the course material, being that young, or are you just kind of walking him through the process, or he picks this stuff up pretty easily, or what?
Well, he's a pretty smart kid, and he's getting the concepts. I think if I have any criticism of the course for a 10-year-old,
yeah,
it's that some of the vocabulary is above his head to begin with.
Right. So you're going to have to walk him through that part.
Acceptability, anxiety, paralysis, these are terms that the typical 10-year-old is familiar with.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, hey, this isn't as scary as a skateboard. I could do this with my eyes closed. Yeah, I gotcha. All right, well, that's great. And you're going to do some diving there in the Keys with Amy Slate's place. And and I guess just kind of make this whole thing a little family affair then, huh?
Well, that's right. It's my grandson's dad. I certified him, too, shortly after I certified Bill. So, I guess the family that dives together stays together.
Right.
Is that one of the phrases?
Well, I don't see why that wouldn't work. Or they go their separate ways after they start hating each other if they're bad dive buddies.
Well,
but I guess that wouldn't be the case with you. You're the dive instructor.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've never had any real complaints from the people I've taught.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Bill, what do you remember from that experience? Do you?
Well, what I remember was that he was surprisingly patient with me with the things that I had problems with.
Which was what?
Well, this is going to surprise you because you also tried and failed to certify Eric, but I had an enormous problem flooding a mask.
I'll tell you, patience is something you learn when you are a scuba instructor, and if you don't learn it fast, you better quit the profession.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we.
I remember... Let me tell you about one student I had.
Yeah.
I was using my swimming pool in my backyard.
Yeah.
Having a terrible time learning to clear her mask. So while the other students were just sitting around the pool, she and I were standing in the pool in shallow water right next to the deck of the pool.
Yeah.
So the deck of my pool was maybe sternum high. And I'm just talking to her. And then all of a sudden, she heaves up everything in her stomach, and she didn't have the common sense to turn her head and do it on the deck. She did it in my swimming pool.
Wow.
But I was an instructor, and I could not raise my voice. All I could do was stop and clean my pool.
I am so glad I got certified before that happened.
Exactly. And not in the same pool, that's for sure.
No, it was the same pool.
I don't think it was in the same pool.
No, we got certified at your... I remember doing the pool work at your house.
Oh, did we?
Yep,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, it probably wasn't the same time.
No, it was not at the same time. It was just me. There was nobody else there when I did
okay.
it.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the pool was clean then.
Yes.
Actually, it cleaned up pretty quickly, but... That did not make my day.
I can imagine that. War stories as a scuba instructor for sure. Well, Peter, thanks for checking in. Thanks for the email. I do appreciate that. And you enjoy yourself with your family this weekend in the Keys, okay?
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. I appreciate the chance to come back on the show and catch up a little bit. We got to stay in closer touch this time and maybe do some diving together.
Yes, we will make it happen. Peter Goldberg, retired colonel from the U.S. Army.
And available as a dive instructor, and apparently if you're related to him, he'll travel to you to teach you.
Yeah,
tell me that's not a deal.
Well, I don't know. Or, you know, you weren't related to him as far as we know.
I drove to his house. He didn't come to me.
Oh, that's true. You chased him down.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We gotta
get down, get down.
Gotta
get down,
gotta
get down,
gotta get
down, get
down.
Get down.
Oh, no, no. Gotta
get down.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't panic. It's just a show about diving. We are based out of Orlando, and I guess they're doing some Occupy Orlando kind of thing today. Bill, what is going on out there?
Well, it's one of those Occupy things. It's Occupy Orlando, and because my wife is a tree-hugging, granola-eating hippie, she
likes her fiber.
Yeah, she just does enjoy her fiber. There's no question. Yes, just a regular girl. No, my hippie chick wife and my daughter are down at the Occupy Orlando protest this afternoon.
Yeah, I see you even got your kid participating there. That's a nice sign. Protest.
A year ago, the end of October last year, they went to the rally to restore sanity that Jon Stewart did. Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert.
Right.
So they drove up to Washington, D.C. for that, Sean has discovered that on the weekends they do this general meeting thing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so she wanted to go and participate in that.
Right. Okay. Well, I like the sign that your daughter's holding there in protest.
Hippie chick.
Can we say this? It's on Facebook. We can say
absolutely.
It, right?
I have posted it on Facebook if you wanted to check it out. She's got this picture of her holding the Don't Panic sign.
Yes. And you can find that through the Scuba Radio Facebook as well.
Yeah.
But
it's a good picture.
It is.
She's a beauty.
She is. But is she still holding her sign that says, don't panic?
Don't panic. Which, by the way, is what the cover of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe says.
Does she know?
Large, friendly.
Is she old enough to know what that means, or does she thinks that means I get free ice cream?
It probably means both, actually.
Okay. Good point.
There's a very good chance it means both. When this little girl says to you, Daddy, I think ice cream would be okay, it is hard to say no. It is hard to say no to her saying, I think ice cream would be okay.
Yeah, I could
see that.
It's
pretty adorable.
I could see that. All right, so a few things that we've covered on the show today that
yes.
I think are worth recapping here before we wind it up for another
yes, okay.
Radio spectacular. And that
worthy of recap.
Yes, and that is one is our plans for New Year's Eve.
Yes.
In Bimini at the Big Game Club.
I want to be there.
I'll tell you, last year that was one of the best events. I mean, you know I was all over the place.
Yes.
Last year. We literally broke major travel records with Scuba Radio last year to the point where I have actually
you have to wear a name tag at home.
No, I didn't get that far. I've wondered if my key would work in the lock a few times, though, because I was always
well, that's reasonable.
I was going to come back and, you know, they'd been changed. But, no, all is good on that front. But I'd traveled so much, I kind of scheduled a break, and we're finally in it. I finally
nice.
Have gotten a break here after DEMA. And I know people listening, there's like, oh, my God, you get to travel around the world, dive in the Maldives, the Galapagos, Grenada, Dominica, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Not only
cry
that,
me a river.
Not only that, it's we not only have the I've been to the Galapagos, it's I've been to the Galapagos, but I think I kind of prefer the Maldives.
Yeah, well, you know.
And my trip to the Galapagos was okay, but I think the next time I'd like to go when the water's a little bit warmer.
Yeah, and you think it's great being me. See, I have problems just like everybody else.
No, you have completely different problems from everyone else.
Yeah, actually, maybe you're right.
I have been on too many cool trips this year. Too many hot girls dressed as mermaids surrounding me. It's terrible. I can't believe my horrible fortune.
Yes,
it's a difficult life you lead.
You know, it's a cross I bear that I'm willing to do. But even me with these type of experiences needs a break. And I literally did schedule a break. And so through the end of the year, I'm staying home. We're actually doing quite a bit. As you know, behind the scenes, we're building one, possibly two new studios. It's crazy what's going on behind the scenes right now, but it's all good. But I got to be home for this. I need some time to kind of process all this stuff and get it in place and schedule our trips for 2012, which, you know, I'm in the process of doing as well. But going back to Bimini from last year, that was definitely one of the best experiences we had. And it was only a 2-day trip, so it was like the best of both worlds from that being a little overwhelmed on the travel schedule we've had. So we're going to go out there for like 2-3 nights to Bimini. You can come along and join us. What else are you going to do on New Year's Eve? Watch the ball drop in Times Square? We can do that in Bimini. They got a TV.
Yeah, and in addition to that, you can be in Bimini.
Exactly. You can be in Bimini, and it's easy to get to.
45 nautical miles from Fort Lauderdale.
You can take a boat
apparently
if you want.
It keeps getting closer, because I really thought it was 60.
No, it is. No, it's 48 from Fort Lauderdale. I think the closest might be even 42. I'm not sure. I was thinking it was even closer from West Palm or someplace, but I don't know. Maybe Miami, whatever. But it's easy boat ride for sure if the weather is cooperative.
Good, yeah.
You know, when you cross the Gulf Stream. But you can take a flight over there. I mean,
right.
Bimini's easy to get to from pretty much any city in the country or overseas for that matter. If you're listening online and in the UK or something, want to spend New Year's
Eve, I will tell you what.
Special?
I will tell you what, though. We're just now getting into the season. If you're listening in from
London?
Antarctica.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking if you are stationed in Antarctica now.
If you are a frozen caveman
time.
Just
yeah.
coming out of your thawing period.
Yeah.
Is it? No? What?
No. Antarctica, this is not the time of the year. Maybe it is. Maybe we're just coming into the time of the year to come from Antarctica.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're at Ice Station Zebra.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I guess the music started just in the
just
nick of time
to
then.
Save us. Save us from the explanation, please, I beg
yes.
you. Please.
Well, it's going to be a good time. That website for the Big Game Club that you go
is BiminiDive.com. BiminiDive.com. BiminiDive.com.
All right, next week, a scuba shopping extravaganza show. A lot of special announcements. Join us live 3 to 5 Eastern. Don't miss it. You won't be sorry. Till then, remember, it's always better.
Down the weather, it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.